Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, so earlier in the day, there's been a lot of news. First of all, Pete Hegseth and the Department of War, what did he do? Like summon basically all the generals and officials across the country to a big announcement. And it was basically to say, we're the Department of War, now we're going to act like it.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided they're going to return standards to not really be gender specific to the male standards. That's going to be for everybody. How's that going to affect our military? Well, we shall wait and see. After that, President Trump from the Oval Office, he spoke at the Pete Hegseth thing and he spoke a long time. Did you watch a lot of that?
No, I actually just watched some of Trump speaking. I didn't see any of the other parts.
And then he made it back to the White House for a very big announcement.
In addition, Pfizer is agreeing to provide some of their most popular current medications to all consumers at heavily discounted prices of anywhere between 50 and even 100%. And that's off the price. And in some cases, even more than that, these drugs will be available for direct purchase online at a website operated by the federal government. We're also announcing that moving forward, all new medications introduced by Pfizer to the American market will be sold at the reduced most favored nation costs. So we'll be paying essentially what other countries are paying.
How big of a deal is this, do you feel?
It remains to be seen. He's made a deal. Now, the only specific that I've found with the drug stuff is that with Pfizer, any new medication that comes out from Pfizer will be subject to the same price that we would be paying as Europe pays, which is huge because they pay so much less. We subsidize 70% of all drug costs in the entire world, we pay. So that's good, but I'm sure, just like everybody else, I'm already on medications that exist, and that doesn't affect the ones I'm on. So what does it
that does include medications that people are... It's not only something that starts afterwards. I just want
to
be clear.
No, there is something for those, but I don't know the specifics of how that works yet, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, they talked about it a lot in the Oval Office, and they gave examples. He said four at random. I doubt they were at random. Medications and the significance of the decrease in cost that it was going to benefit from people. I mentioned earlier in the show about West Wing. And I've been watching this, and if you've never watched it before, or if you watched it and you really liked it, you should go back and watch it again. They're talking about, there's one episode in season three where Sam Seaborn, who is Rob Lowe, he's so cute, is writing. He's the deputy director of communications. He writes speeches for the president. So he's incredibly articulate. He's incredibly thoughtful, and he's very good at words. And it's an episode that talks about the State of the Union, but they talk about how do you get to the point where the State of the Union is a speech that is delivered and then it's a big night or whatever, but how much work goes into something like that. And it's interesting because they have some line in there, and this, that episode was maybe two or three episodes, I think, after September 11th happened, which is another interesting part of the story, because the story, the West Wing started a couple seasons before September 11th happened. And then they had to, you can't just pretend it doesn't happen in a hit TV show like that. But they're showing the polling that takes place after a big speech like that. And like, oh, this particular line that you delivered, it really, really hit well. And Rob Lowe's character says, you should have seen the one we cut. And he goes, and the person who's there covering him from like a Vanity Fair Variety or something is like, what line did you cut? He goes, we were going to cure cancer. And then the whole episode is about how they were going to put in the State of the Union to really push in going into an election year, the excitement that would reach into the homes of people, the idea that they were going to cure cancer. And essentially, the reason they felt like they could say this is because the president, in President Bartlett, had sat down at a meeting with some friends of his wife, who is a doctor, and they were talking about how there was some sort of new discovery that might lead to the cure of cancer. And I thought to myself, Joe Biden said in his State of the Union speeches three times that they were going to cure cancer. What else was there other than the speech where they were talking about curing cancer?
There's been nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
I think cancer still exists.
I think it does. I don't think that they've been discussing, you know, the Democrats would. I remember when he said that, in when Biden delivered that, I think it was in like the sped up, if you know what I mean, State of the Union that gave,
yep,
where they were talking about curing cancer. And he was talking like they were going to have it cured by the end of the speech. And we're all going, wait, what? This is on the table? We're that close to a cure for cancer, and we're just finding out now from Joe Biden, who's on Jesse Spano's caffeine pills.
What I'm realizing right now, even as we speak, is that his hack team of speechwriters probably were just watching The West Wing, which I didn't realize was a plot point in The West Wing.
I can't stress enough how much any of you people who have spare time should watch The West Wing and ask yourself if that's how Joe Biden's 4 years were done.
Do you think that the people who work in the White House, not this one, because this one is different, but the people who work in the White House, Biden's, Obama's, even W. Bush's, they all thought that it had this sexy kind of glamour thing like The West Wing?
They call it Hollywood for ugly people.
Yeah.
That's what people in D.C. call it. Or maybe
working in government or in the White House.
Yeah, I mean, generally, if you're a federally elected person and you're in the game. I mean, I've seen behind the scenes to an extent on some of this. It is enamoring. It's bigger than any of the individual parts, including President Trump. It's incredible to be a part of it. I would think it would be intoxicating for people who crave power.
Yeah.
And so, like, a show like The West Wing, I haven't watched Veep. I've heard a lot of people say that it's a good show. I haven't done that. I watched House of Cards. That was an incredible show. And then it got so depraved in storyline that it was like, I don't know if I can stomach this. But I think it's good for people who are there in those positions to kind of have a romanticism about it, because that's, I think, love of country, regardless of the side of the aisle you're on. And you know, like when you're watching the Democrats in the late 90s and the turn of the millennium going into the 2000s, be romantic about leftist Democrat policies that are going to help so many people. You're like, I could see what you're doing. And then if you have the power of the pen that's writing the script that romanticizes everything, they do a pretty good job of offering the counterpoint as well. But it's a Democrat who's in office, so of course that's going to be the lead. It just makes me think about how much of the political surface of what we can consume. Like I said before, we were going to go through the different headlines on the different outlets, Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC. So it still says here on Fox News, Hegseth unveils sweeping military overhaul, quote, era of Department of Defense is over. And then the caption of the photo is Warriors Unleashed. And I can just go down here and the top three stories that are underneath there, separate from the headline story. Top Dems deny they want shutdown, claim Trump using citizens as pawns. Mayor ditches Democrats, sides with Republican over soaring taxes and sanctuary battles. That's a New Jersey mayor. The New Jersey race is looking pretty crazy for a Republican to potentially take the governorship of blue New Jersey. Don't forget, Chris Christie was the governor of New Jersey. And as much as nationally Chris Christie gets made fun of in the state of Illinois, I would take Chris Christie every single day in the governor's mansion. Every single day over J.B. Pritzker. And then the other story is Republicans block Hail Mary effort by House Dems to pass partisan funding bill. So those are stories about news stories that are out there right now. They probably have a hint of a right-leaning angle. CNN's headline, Trump says government is probably likely to shut down. It also on the side says Trump suggests that admin should use, quote, dangerous cities as training grounds for military. Now, does that strike you as something that is frightening? Is that a scare headline?
Yes.
Trump suggests that admin should use dangerous cities as training grounds for military.
That is intended to sound scary, for sure.
A couple bullet points down. It says, Hegseth says he doesn't want, quote, fat generals and admirals.
Love it.
Did Hegseth say that?
Yeah, kind of.
Does America want fat generals and admirals?
Yeah. No.
Like you said about yourself earlier, not that fat.
A little fat's okay. Especially if you're getting up there.
I don't know why this is on here, but it's funny that this is amazing. Showgirls at 30, why there's more to these costumes than meets the eye. And it's Jesse Spano from Showgirls. I don't know. I'm not clicking on that.
Just go ahead and click on it.
No, you can.
Share it.
CNN.com. CNN's going to be like, why was there a flood of traffic at 2:14 on Tuesday? Everybody's interested in
that's not a
stripper
news article.
Jesse.
clickbait news.
It doesn't say ad on it like it should. And then MSNBC, Pete Hegseth's pitch to generals and admirals, even worse than expected.
Mm-hmm.
A couple other headlines, why the White House is resisting making a deal to avert a shutdown.
Oh.
I wonder if it's because the policies the Democrats are proposing suck.
Well, it was Speaker John Thune, when we took that press conference in the 1 o'clock hour, he said that they're trying to add $1 trillion in new spending, not just in spending.
This is a simple.
They want to add trillions more, $1 trillion more to the current budget.
It's a simple no. It's a no.
Pretty easy.
Also on MSNBC, top right, MAGA's cancellation obsession continues as Trump allies rage over Bad Bunny's Super Bowl show. You weren't here yesterday. Ethan reported a little bit on Bad Bunny in Wiggins America yesterday. Any thoughts on him as the Super Bowl show?
I thought he just tore his Achilles tendon or something. So kind of surprised to hear that because I thought he had to cut his tour short. I don't know that much about Bad Bunny.
He cut his tour short from the United States because they were deporting people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it had to do with an injury. Maybe it was both. Or maybe one was a cover story.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. And I don't really know which one was the cover story.
Yeah, I don't either. I was going to leave that to you.
I said this yesterday. I'm going to say it again. I could not care less about Bad Bunny and the halftime show of the Super Bowl.
No.
It affects me zero.
It's a headline that you go, oh, okay, that'll affect me when I'm watching the Super Bowl a tiny, tiny bit. And that's it.
last year they had Kendrick Lamar. That's not for the masses. Now, tons of people like Kendrick Lamar. Are they trying to bring in a younger audience to the Super Bowl? Maybe. Okay. But it's like all of these choices. Is there a safe choice right now for a halftime show?
Bad Bunny. Yeah, because he just got a lot of good PR from being in the new Happy Gilmore. So he's a really safe choice for everybody.
I don't think you understand how incredibly narrow what you just said.
No.
He did not know. What percentage, Brad, of our audience knows that Bad Bunny was Happy Gilmore's caddy in Happy Gilmore 2?
Prior to that statement, maybe 15%.
Oh my gosh. I would have said 1.5%.
No, but if they see him, they're going to see that he was in Happy Gilmore.
No, they're not.
And I saw
Happy Gilmore.
I'll add this.
My son said to me, oh my gosh, that's Bad Bunny. And I didn't know who he was talking about. And I didn't know that he associated that with it until yesterday when I brought it up to him. And I still didn't know who Bad Bunny was.
But he's the safest one because you would see him and you may not even know his name. But you'd go, oh, that's the guy from the new Happy Gilmore movie. And let me add this. It was the number streamed movie of all time.
In the history of Ryan Wiggins hot takes, the most ridiculous one you've ever had.
No, it's not. I don't know anything about that guy's music. If you played anything from Bad Bunny, I wouldn't. Are you talking about safe like culturally?
Are you listening to this?
Because that's the way I'm approaching it. Are you talking about safe that he's wouldn't use language or culturally? Which one?
Which one are you talking about?
Culturally.
I'm talking culturally too.
Okay, just making sure.
He can cuss because all his songs are in Spanish, so people won't even know what he's saying.
Well, that's a different take on it. But my point is,
it's not a take.
Culturally, if you like Bad Bunny, great, you're gonna like it. But if you don't, you're going to see it and associate it with Happy Gilmore, which you also like.
No.
Yes, you will.
people
chime in.
Oh, my gosh.
Online, agree with me or don't chime in. Those are your two choices.
Would you argue, Ryan, that I am in the mix, you know, culture-wise? You know, I'm kind of that age with someone that would probably know that that's Bad Bunny, like, in Happy Gilmore.
No, your opinion means nothing.
Thank you. That's what I thought you were going to say. I had zero idea until someone told me, until I probably saw it on Twitter, that was Bad Bunny in Happy Gilmore. Huge movie.
Correct.
Funny movie. I did not know. I did not connect at all that character was Bad Bunny. And I would imagine, looking at myself, that probably most people did not either.
And Ethan's 25 years old. Oh my gosh. We're not going to agree
on this.
You
were not invited into this conversation.
I literally invited
Annie
him into the conversation.
Annie has given me an open invite anytime.
I am very disappointing.
I'm disappointed in all of you.
In this entire conversation. All right. Let's get Ethan Sports and Local next. And we won't talk about Bad Bunny, I don't think. Maybe Ryan won't stop. We'll see. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Check it out. Sports and local.
Ethan's hard left communist news.
Oh my God.
Ryan.
Ryan.
I can't remember that one.
Did you like just make that after the comments that I just made?
No, I made that a week ago.
Out of spite?
No, I just knew that you would say something dumb.
Gotcha. And I love that you just associate far left news with dumb.
That's I mean, listen.
Man.
You're on 97.1.
That's awesome. That is great. Well, the Cardinals season has wrapped up, folks. They finish the season with a 78-84 record.
Oh, but they were in it till the end, Ethan.
I mean, until the fourth final game. Technically. Yesterday and today, there were press conferences, end of season press conferences. Yesterday was President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak's final press conference, kind of putting a bow on his career, answering any questions about handling of things this year, looking back on just his time in the position with the Cardinals. And today was where a lot of the attention and the waiting was focused on, and that was the new president of baseball operations, Chaim Bloom. He made basically his first time speaking to the public in that position about the direction that they want to go as an organization. And
do they want to make it better or worse? What did he say?
They want to make it better.
I don't know if we know the answer to that question because I can't believe anyone would be stupid enough to ask it. Can we get an Annie Fry Show representative in the next press conference with Chaim Bloom? I'd like to say
are you looking for more losses next year or less?
What a scoop.
I would love to be that person, but I don't know if, you know, for the health of the show, if I would be the best person for it, which absolutely amazes me.
I would prefer to send Gary Wood.
Excuse me, Chaim Bloom. Gary Wood, old timey reporter, 97.1, Annie Fry Show.
You could leave my name out of it.
Is the team going to be any better next year? Are you looking to make the team better or worse?
That's not. Well, I'm not going to say anything disparaging. Go on. More reporting from you.
You want to add some real sluggers? You want to add a couple of duds?
Oh,
this is the big leagues we're talking about here, Chaim.
You just let me know when you're done, and
he's
I'll pick it back
done.
Up.
Go ahead. He's never done.
You can go.
He's not done.
That's something that I've developed a skill for here, is learning to just pick back up into my serious news while Ryan just kind of says things.
Tell me about it.
The big thing that Bloom came out and said today is that they are not where they want the organization to be. I think everyone would agree on that. They kind of pointed out some of the things they're going to work towards. This is going to be, he used the word long-term as far as breaking down some of what they have right now to aim for bigger success down the road, which means that it could be bumpy for a couple of years. There could be some players that fans really like that are going to get moved on from in the short term to make it better for the long term. So might get bumpier before it gets smoother. But overall, I thought the messaging today from Chaim Bloom was one that they have a plan in place to get things back in the right direction. Some of the things that they have already done, they have seen progress from as far as the minor league systems go and some of those things.
Quick Rick wants to know if they said, "Oh, we're just going to play them one game at a time."
No, that was not said. That was not said.
You're
going
to go out there and give it 110%?
Lord,
you guys
going
to go give it 110?
Things will work out.
And then the last thing I'll mention, they also asked the president of the club, Bill DeWitt, if what the payroll was going to be, if that had been discussed yet. And he said no, which I thought was really odd. He said that they hadn't discussed that yet with Chaim Bloom. So that kind of surprised me. But I guess still conversations to be had this upcoming offseason on what that looks like. Something else that he also mentioned, as far as just the state of St. Louis and I guess talking about ticket sales, some of the things that are going to benefit in the long term, what is the redevelopment for the vacant Millennium Hotel and how adding that in the next couple of years is going to be beneficial to the area. And it wasn't long ago, in fact, just last Friday, that that redevelopment plan was finally approved by the Board of Aldermen. The measure will be covering a 4.2-acre property at 200 South 4th Street, which has sat empty for, man, that's crazy, nearly a decade now, between the Gateway Arch and Busch Stadium.
It used to have a tree growing out of the top of the
I think it might
roof.
Still, actually.
No, beautiful. I think they got rid of the tree.
Okay, all right. Alderman Rasheen Aldridge said the plan paves the way for mixed-use development that could create at least 50 jobs, boost tax revenue, and reestablish pedestrian-friendly connections in the area. The legislation calls for sustainable design, architectural standards that complement the arch, environmental cleanup, and compliance with minority business requirements. So that is the latest on that.
Can you get into a press conference with the Cardinals?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple questions that I would like to pass along to you.
Oh, boy. That makes me nervous.
One.
Is it Ryan Wiggins asking or Gary Voot?
It doesn't matter. It's the question that matters.
Okay.
Selfless.
I would like to see, and I think everybody would like to see, this selfless question, that the cotton candy would come in larger quantities. Because it's fluffy, it's airy.
And he also would like a lower sugar
it's
option.
Something that you could eat a lot of and not really. It looks bigger than it is. I think that's something you should ask Heim Bloom.
They did mention that their food
right
service
now.
Partner is Delaware North, and they mentioned that they are working on some food options that are going to be cheaper this year. I don't know what that looks like.
They talked a lot about understanding that ticket prices and food and parking and everything, that the expense to go to a game has been of concern, that they've been addressing it and are continuing to address it.
Yes. One of the things that they mentioned is that I think they said a third of ticket prices they expect to go down this year. They're planning on dropping. And the offset is that I think a few different seating options, I would assume probably suites and nicer areas, are going to be more expensive this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, that'll definitely help out some of those cheaper options, too, to get to a ball game, because I know a lot of people are frustrated with the price for getting to a Cards game these days. This past Sunday, Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe signed a new U.S. House map into law as part of President Trump's plan to hold on to the Republican majority in next year's congressional election. And just a day later, the Democratic National Committee announced a new investment to help Missourians on the ground obtain the required signatures necessary to put the new map to a statewide vote. The U.S. House districts were redrawn across the country after the 2020 census to account for population changes, but Missouri is the third state this year to try to redraw districts for partisan advantage. The DNC stated that it will support the Missouri Democratic Party by hiring organizing staff to run signature collection efforts statewide, supporting volunteer organizing efforts to collect signatures across the state, and deploying a volunteer organizing team of 41,000 volunteers across the country to send texts to Missourians to sign the petition.
And that's why we need initiative petition reform, too.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Ethan.
You are very welcome, Annie.
We'll
Fry.
Find out when we come back the difference between boys and girls. You're going to want to stay tuned to hear that. Ryan's going to explain it.
I'm going to learn.
X's and Y's. Trisha's going to join us as well when we come back. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
X's and Y's.
Well, welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. We like to talk into depth of the difference between men and women. Of course, it's been a political tug of war for years now, and I keep hearing these stories popping up. There's a softball player. Where was it? In Minnesota or somewhere. There's a male sophomore player who's just like striking everybody out in softball. At the beginning of this, when we started covering this pretty closely a couple years ago with the trans woman athlete story, a lot of times what I heard was, how often is this really happening? And we're seeing that it's happening quite a bit. And for every one time it happens, that's an opportunity that a female doesn't get to compete at a basic level. And our YouTube poll for today, should combat military members have to meet the same physical standards, is the question about the difference between men and women. That's what a lot of people are saying politically about it. So you can answer an X's and Y's question today by going to the Andy Fry YouTube channel and telling us, do you think that everybody, regardless of gender, should have to meet those same standards? All right, let's start with, Brad, you said you had one you wanted to start with?
Yeah, and this is totally hypothetical, not real situation at all, ever, ever, ever. Okay, so hypothetically, if your husband says that he was at the store and he saw a woman that looked just like you, and you ask back to him, was she pretty? What's the correct answer?
Yes. Wait. Oh, shoot. Not as pretty as she was a worse looking version of you.
No.
No?
No. Just say she was hot.
But then you're looking at another woman and saying she's hot.
If he looked at a pretty woman and thought of me, I don't see the problem.
Okay. I don't know that I could do that. I don't think I can get away with that. I think the correct answer to that question in my household would be, she looked like you, but not as good.
No. Trisha?
I'm kind of with Ryan on this.
Thank you.
I feel like this is a subject you don't, like, men are very leery of touching anyway. I think respectful, like a partner in a relationship. Like, I'm not like, oh man, I saw this guy today and he was hot. But if I saw a guy and I was like, oh, that looks like my husband, and I decided to tell my husband and he asked that, I'd be like, yeah, but he's nowhere near as good looking as you.
Why?
Like, that would be my response.
Why would you do that in the first place?
What's that?
Well, maybe you didn't think about it. Maybe you just thought,
that's likely explanation.
Yeah, that's how guys, yeah, it's like, I just noticed this girl and she reminded me of you at the store. It would just kind of like come out in conversation. It wouldn't be like,
yeah, I mean, I can see a scenario where I see somebody that I think looks like my husband and I'm like, oh, that guy looks like you, but not as good looking. And you're kind of playing a little game, just being flirty.
If my husband said that to me, I would not at all be like, what's the matter with you? Like,
no.
That, why? I don't understand why. I mean, if you don't, well, I'll speak in first person. I don't have any concern about my husband and a wondering eye. So I don't know why, if he said something like that to me, that I would like look for entrapment in the situation. I don't. That would not be a sign of a healthy relationship for me. But that everybody's circumstances are different.
I remember back when I was dating my wife, and this was before Facebook and everything, or maybe it was brand new. But I was looking at a newspaper article once, and I was like, "Oh, this woman on the front of the page looks like you." And I gave it to her. I wasn't thinking about it; just thought it looked like her. And I gave it to her, and she's like, "Hmm." And then we turn, and like it says, "Oh, story continued on page 5 or whatever." So you turn back, and the other pictures, I was like, "Oh no, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I said that. I did not turn to page 5 yet when I said that. I apologize."
Ryan, you got a question?
Yeah. How often, if you're talking to a guy, like you don't know him, you have no relationship with this guy, how often do you assume if he's talking to you that his intentions are either negative or that he wants something out of the conversation?
What do you mean, like, what do you mean, like sexually?
Yes.
As a married woman?
Yes.
You could tell.
You now.
You know.
You can always tell?
Pretty much.
What if somebody is just talking to you because they're friendly? Like, can that ever happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Okay.
Most people.
Most people.
Most of the time.
Okay. Are you constantly being sexually propositioned?
I can't say because I can't tell.
I can tell.
I assume always yes.
I can answer that for you.
No, it's not as often as you would think.
But isn't there a lot of gray area where you're like, oh, yeah, it's that one for sure, and that one's definitely not, but...
It's what kind of circumstances... Like, I'm not putting myself in places where people wouldn't understand my life and think that I am available. So in the rare occasion where I might be in a place where people don't know anything about me or my life or whatever, if I can tell, and I don't know how you feel about this, Trisha. It's very rarely, in my opinion, a man who is doing that is very interested in how much of your attention he can have. Yeah. And how much of your affection he can gain in a conversation. That's probably the full extent of it. It's not like a, like, I want to take this thing all the way around the bases, so to speak. It's men are looking to see what they can pull off as far as
attention. How flirty they are and how, I think attention is exactly right.
Yeah.
The level of like, look at me.
Can I get her to flirt back with me?
Yes.
Yes, I understand now. Thank you.
Do you?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that solves that.
The tone of your voice has me concerned.
Oh, I think I've figured it all out.
I think he might be
now.
Flirting with you.
Trisha, nope. You have a question?
Yeah. Dudes, do you just drive around and judge other people's yards? Like, are you like, that grass is brown?
Do I judge other people's yards? Mm-hmm. Yes. Do I go out looking to do it? No. It has to be like really bad. It has to catch my eye. Like, oh no, that's not good.
Do you feel like you do that because you're a man or just because it's the yard's that bad?
Oh, it's because I'm a man, because then like my next thought, my yard looks way better than that one.
Man, I don't want to do this, but I have started doing this.
Did you get your AARP?
You know why? Here's the progression of how that happened. I don't care about my yard at all, but I know other people do. So I had to start caring about my yard
and
to make sure that
yard.
At least keep it at 50% where nobody thinks much about it. Maybe they're not impressed, but okay. Then I started noticing yards that weren't at that level and thinking, ooh, I know where they are, and now I care.
See, I couldn't care less about it, but we just bought sprinklers at our house because I think my husband took that turn, the we care about the yard turn.
You got them to run through them, but now it's about the yard.
Grass stain New Balances? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got some.
Buckle up, Trisha.
Annie, do you care about yards?
No.
Right.
I am... too busy to care as much as I should about my own yard. So
you did bring up another important question, though, and I didn't have this on my list. How much do grown women love running through the sprinkler?
So much, Ryan. So much.
1 to 10.
11.
Okay.
Yeah, it is so exciting when you get to the point where you order the sprinkler and you know it's because you finally reached adult womanhood where you get to just like run through it as much as you want. Nobody tells you you can or can't.
I don't know if Trish is really speaking for women.
All women everywhere.
Almost. Almost everywhere. Brad, did you have another question?
Yeah. This one's a little more serious. Did you have proposal expectations before you were proposed to? Did you like have like a expectations of how big or how important or who had to be there or stuff like that?
Yes.
Before?
I had one. Ask my dad. That was the only one I cared about.
That's another good topic.
Did you ask Katie's dad?
I did, and it was difficult because they lived far away. I rarely ever saw them. Yep. So I had to really plan how to do that.
How did it go?
We were out to eat, and for whatever reason, it was like God inspired. All the women and other guys who happened to be at the table, because it was like a lot of family, all happened to leave at the same time to go to the bathroom. If it was all the women, you'd think, oh, that's what women do. But it was like everybody but me and her dad were just, we were left there at the table. And I was like,
where were you?
We were just at a restaurant.
What kind of restaurant?
It was a Brazilian steakhouse. They were cutting the meat on a skewer.
Was it full of Brazilian women?
No. They were had all the meat on a skewer, and they were cutting it finely at our table.
As in, and then once, job well done?
And the waiter wasn't there either, cutting meat. So I'm like, uh-oh, now I'm sitting here with John. What am I going
to
do?
What'd you say to him?
I asked him, I was like, look, I don't know if I'm going to have an opportunity to ask you this, but can I want to marry your daughter.
Over skewered meat?
I want your permission to do so. And he laughed and he was like, okay. And she still brings that up. She like every couple years like, tell me again how my dad reacted.
Okay.
Like he laughed and said, if you want to.
What about you, Brad?
I definitely asked my father-in-law and it was difficult. And it was over breakfast. We went to a breakfast place.
Was Ryan
Did
there?
He know it was coming?
They're finally skewing meat.
Yes, because like I was not the person that was like, hey, let's get up early and go to breakfast. And I called him up and I was like, hey, I'd like to get up early and go to breakfast and ask you guys a question. And they're like, sure.
I took Katie's dad completely off guard.
Man, my relationship was so difficult because we had to win over a lot of people because of the age difference between Terry and I. And, you know, God love her dad. He was the one that was kind of very instrumental in doing that because he saw how happy Terry was when we were together, and that warmed his heart to it. And so that helped me win over her brother and you know, her mom. And so I took him out to breakfast, and I said, hey, you guys always talk about how happy Terry is with me whenever I'm around, but that pales in comparison to how happy I am with her, and I would like to make her my wife and live and spend the rest of my life with her, but I won't do that without your blessing and your permission. And they just said, yeah, absolutely. So
I think that was super heartfelt.
Should the mom have any say in it?
No.
What if the mom hates you?
I mean, I took them both.
Sorry, Mom. It's up to Dad. Sorry.
It's the patriarchy.
Yes, it is.
What was the original question?
Did you have
expectations
for
proposals? I've talked about this before, but I did not want it to be a public. Where and how big and how many people there? Yes, you and me. Done. That's what he did. My apartment.
What about asking Dad?
He did. He went to my dad's job at the radio station my dad was working at the time and met him there. And
I love a sign outside the window.
And a radio. Playing Lutheran music.
Playing catechisms.
At KFUO.
Is that John Cusack down there?
Even my dad be like, it's kind of weird.
I thought John Cusack was a major Hollywood star.
That's really funny for like four people. But I'm one of them. I'm very curious as to how that conversation went, but I haven't really asked much about it. I kind of feel like it's not my business.
Darn right, it's not. Trisha?
It's my
Ryan's
business.
Like, we're done with that conversation. did that happen with you guys?
Yeah, Eddie asked my dad, but he, so silly, he texted my dad and said, can I come over and talk? My dad was like, no, what do you want?
Did he text him? Yeah. Oh, no.
All right.
My dad was like, do not come over. It's fine. Like,
Did he know? Did your dad know what he was getting himself into?
Yes. Yeah. My dad knew what was going on and just didn't really want him to come over.
So. I'm in my underwear. He's like, what?
Wait, yeah, so did he say yes?
Yeah. Yeah. He blessed it. They had the conversation, but.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get the results to today's YouTube live chat poll. Should all combat military members have to meet the same physical standards? Yes or no? Let us know what you think. We'll be right back. Now it's Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So, Ryan, you took a little bit of vacation, another one of your trips that you took with just one of your three children. You take these father-son, father-daughter trips. How did it go?
Oh, man, it was great. It was so good. And look, I'm
Have you done this with your daughter before?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, it was a similar trip because she loved it so much the last time that she said, oh, I really want to do that again. And when you walk around some of these theme parks, I mean, specifically Disney World, it's beautiful. I mean, some of the stuff there is like the most gorgeous settings you've ever seen. And so she has that romanticized version of it in her head. And she, oh, I want to do that again. And she's 11 now. And so by the time we do this again, because it's about once every 2 years, roughly, that I get to do one of these with one of the kids. By the time she's 13, I just don't know if it's going to be the same.
Yeah.
I really don't.
The magic seems to shape-shift a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm sure she'll still want to do a trip at 13, but I don't know what it looks like because as 11, she was so embarrassed by some of the things. And I'm like, really, you're so outgoing. But she was very like, I don't know. Well, we got to eat in the castle, which was very hard to get. We got to eat in the castle, and so there's princesses walking around, mm-hmm. and me and her, she wanted to dress like
Red. Did you hit on any of the princesses?
No, that would have been super inappropriate.
That would have been super inappropriate.
They were attractive, though. I would have, if I were single, I wouldn't do that, because I'm married.
and talking like this.
Right, and I was with my daughter, which is weird.
other than that.
Aside from that, it was fine.
A single man eating
the
princess
castle. I
saw
a guy in there in the castle hitting on him. I was like, yeah, good job, buddy.
You live your dream.
But they're required to talk to you. Yeah. So it's great.
Probably not him. No, I don't think so.
But she wanted to dress like Rey from Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
She wanted to be like the rugged girl. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of different for you. She's very girly. But I'm like, okay. But so I dressed in a Star Wars costume too, just so that we were dressed similarly. It's not even my thing, but I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So we walked into the princess castle, and you get to take pictures with Cinderella right there when you walk in. And she was like, oh no, oh no, I can't do this. And I'm like, oh yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You know how much this costs?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, no, I can't, because if I do, she's going to think that I'm dressed inappropriately. And I'm like, Sonny.
It'll be fine.
Everybody's fine with this. And she could not get over it, that everything in there was themed in a way that she was not dressed appropriately for.
Oh.
And but it's then funny. Leaving the trip, I said, what's your favorite part? And she said, the castle.
Did you do hoop-de-doo?
We did, and she loved that too.
I encouraged you to do this. It's the, I think, longest running dinner show in the country or something. And it's kind of, it's to me, the thing I like about it is it's like super old Americana. Everything about it is old Americana. And I bet you liked the endless
ribs.
Ribs.
And I ate some chicken too, and beans. So that was fun. And actually, the waiter made fun of me. You guys will identify with this because I'm telling you the truth when I do this stuff. I'm not just doing it for radio.
Nobody thinks that.
He said, what do you want to drink? And I said, I'll have a Miller Lite and a milk.
Stop.
And he was like, wait.
So on brand.
He's like, wait. And like, he thought I was joking.
What is wrong with you?
I'm like, I'm not kidding. I just read an article today
that says that grown people who drink milk is the first sign of them being a psychopath.
That's ridiculous. That was written by a psychopath.
Who was drinking milk.
No.
While penning the article in Cran and magazine letters.
No, he's probably drinking Zima and pretending he was elite.
Did they bring you Miller Lite and milk?
Yeah. And then he's like, do you want anything else? And I'm like, well, I'll probably want another one of these, pointing to the milk. And I want a sweet tea.
Ethan, the results to today's YouTube live chat poll.
257 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Should all combat military members have to meet the same physical standards? 91% say yes. 9% say no.
That's not terribly surprising. Big announcements, big news cycle. We're always grateful to go along this ride with you. Thank you for being with us. Happy to have Ryan back. Keep it right here. The Mark Reardon Show is next on 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
Rock and roll, turn up the band, find the hole, gonna lose control tonight. What do you want from me? I'm not a man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.